As part of their fall concert series, the Winnipeg Folk Festival is pleased to bring the genre-defying Moontrix to the Burton Cummings Theatre for one night only on Thursday, November 21st. Moontrix, the electrifying duo composed of Nathan Gurley and Sean Rodman, are sure to deliver a mesmerizing concert that pushes the boundaries of folk while respecting its traditional roots. They blend organic folk, roots rock, old-time blues, and modern electric production into an innovative fusion that promises an engaging experience of boundary-pushing music. Tickets for this amazing night of music, which also features special guests Dirtwire and Will Evans, start at only $39.50 plus fees and are available now through Ticketmaster. Don't miss the amazing Moontrix, along with special guests Dirtwire and Will Evans on Thursday, November 21st. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Nardwuar, human serviette, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM.
Check out Winnipeg's newest vegan cafe and bookstore, Time Cafe and Books. Time Cafe and Books is a family-run business that offers all plant-based food, used books, in-house baking, and delicious drinks such as tea, coffee, and smoothies. Located at 268 Taché Avenue, Time Cafe is open Tuesdays to Fridays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Saturday, they have a 50% off some deli and baking items between 5 to 6 p.m. And they also have a pay-it-forward board for you to support your fellow community members. Make sure to try their famous southern fried tofu sandwich and fresh baked chocolate chip cookies. Give them a call at 204-233-0441 to place an order for pickup today.
Hello and welcome to Album Authority. This is episode 39 of this show, which I just said is Album Authority. What is Album Authority? What is influence, really, if we think about it? Well, I consider right now, especially, you know, Album Authority really is a voice in the dark. It's a sign of continuity, stability, education. It's a sign of the good that's left in this world and in these trying times. And we all know what happened this week down south and all of the instability that's going on, and people are scared, you know, and all I can say to them to reassure them is that whatever happens, Album Authority is here for you. I am here to wrap you all in a warm blanket of my words. In days where everything seems so unstable, Album Authority is like a rock in the raging sea. You know, it doesn't move, it stays. Even though the tides come and they go, Album Authority is here to stay. And we're always here, me and my team of tens of thousands of people. Yeah, that's right. It takes tens of thousands of people to make this show happen. But, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, as they say. And but even change touches album authority. Even we even change here. And today, it's with a heavy heart that I tell you all that this is the last episode of our goth season. It's been a good 2 months, I think. Has it been two? I think it's been a bit over 2 months. It was supposed to be two, but I ended up taking, like, I think 2 weeks off for midterms. But it's over now. The leaves are almost gone. They're almost... I'm looking out the window here, and there's... Actually, most trees, honestly, have leaves on them now that I'm looking out the window. At least the trees on my street are mostly gone, devoid of their leaves. It's starting to get cold and dark at, like, 5 p.m., and honestly, all of this just sounds like more reasons to keep doing goth season. And honestly, maybe if it's dark at like 4 o'clock, this is why I should be only listening to goth music. But whatever, okay? Halloween is past. That's the marker we're going to use here. That's my reason. And I wanted to end this this goth season here, as I've called it, with, I guess, the closest thing to a goth band that I've heard from a local band here in Winnipeg. And a band that I love. Maybe there are other goth bands in Winnipeg that A, I haven't heard, and B, I wouldn't like. Who knows? And today's album is the band, the Winnipeg band, Beth. It is Beth's... Okay, today is Beth. It is Beth's first album called Beth. Okay, I'll try to see how many times I could fit. This is their self-titled from 2017. It's an album, but I think it's kind of closer to an EP. I had this whole debate one time with, probably many times actually, with my friend. Is 24 minutes the length of an LP? I do not think so. Anyways, so it's probably more fitting to say EP. Anyways, this is the band Beth's, technically their first album. They also have a single released in 2021. It's really good, obviously. I love everything this band does. I've seen them, I think it might be, how many times is it now? 3, maybe 4 times live. They are incredible live. They're one of my favorite bands in Winnipeg. And every time I see them, I'm blown away. Their recorded stuff is pretty good, too. I've listened to their limited recorded catalog. but live is better. I'll get into it, but I think just live you can hear the bass a lot more clearly than you can on the recorded stuff. So I highly recommend everybody to see them live here in Winnipeg. And I saw them this Halloween, which was very fitting, where I went as Liam Gallagher, and I was trying very hard to listen the whole time, but I was just talking to my girlfriend like 50% of the show, and I think we were coming up with scenarios where like a medieval peasant was dropped into like a rave or something. I don't even remember anymore. Who knows? And because I'm a nerd, I had to leave at, like, 11:30 because I had an exam the next day. Which, let's talk about this. Next week, there will not be an episode of Album Authority, okay? I'm getting ahead of myself here. Because it's reading week here at the U of M, which is awesome that we finally have a week off. But why is it so late here? Every other school in this country has reading week for Thanksgiving. And here it's like 3 quarters into the year they give us 1 week of break. It's not helpful at all. But anyways, there will not be an episode of Album Authority next week. So this is the end of goth season. Perhaps I will come back to... I will definitely do more goth-related or dark-related music. But I need a week off. Midterms are somehow still happening. I have a midterm next week, which I don't even want to talk... During the break week, it's open book. You know, I can study... I actually have not started studying. I've been doing, like, anything else. Anyways, so I had to leave the show early last time I saw Beth because of said midterm. The other time I saw them was at Real Love. They were great. It wasn't the most atmospheric show because it was, like, 35 degrees. Beth, you're going to hear their sound, isn't very great in the middle of the day. And middle of a music festival where I am, like, turning into goo because of the heat. And I'm, like, melting in my skin. And there's at least, like, 5 different substances in me. Including heat exhaustion, which is not a substance. But it is a mind-altering state. So that is not the best circumstance. But it also is maybe a enlightening circumstance to see a band live, any band, but especially Beth. And I really love this band. I've said it already, talked about it. I'm going to play the first song off this album, which is Code of Thieves, and then I will come back and I will talk about the record, and I will talk about the differences from it live, and I might just recap a bit of our goth season here for all the listeners who don't take notes for some reason. I just want to remind you all that if you listen to Album Authority and you're not taking notes, please reconsider what you're doing. There will be an exam coming soon. Just please be ready. I really don't want to see anybody fail here. Thank you all very much. That was Code of Thieves, Polished, and The Hanging Tree off of Beth's self-titled record released in 2017. And let me just kind of jump right in and say, I think the best part of this band is the bass. Every time I've seen them live, I've been able to really just get so sucked into the bass that I almost get like hypnotized into forgetting the vocalist, which sounds bad, but I'll explain. So what happens is I kind of like keep coming back in and out of focus to hearing the vocalist, which is great because I remember how fantastic his voice is. So I think that the bass really lets you get so really focus in on the song, that the fantastic vocals of Beth's vocalist, I don't remember his name, just really allows it so that the vocals can really reach and impact in a way that they otherwise wouldn't. Like, this band has an amazing combination of voice, bass, and synth. I think the synth is present on a couple songs. I honestly don't know if it's on this album or if it's on the single Nature of the Crime, or just on their... I don't honestly remember if some of the songs they've played live are not on studio. And that's the thing. I'm so focused when I see them live that I am not thinking about if I've heard this before or if this is one of their studio songs, because I can just get so present and into the bass, which usually I am not capable of doing at all. And if I've have a dab pen at the show, is amazing, because half the time when I do that at a show, I'm thinking about something completely disconnected to the music while I'm trying very hard to focus, and my brain can only think about, I don't know, like Angola or whatever. Unfortunately, in my opinion, I think the best of this album isn't really shown on the Spotify recordings. I guess whatever it is, I think the mixing is a bit off, because the bass is just so much quieter, and it really hides what I consider to be like the key kind of like linchpin of the band, which the bass being the what I think the key part of this, I think really puts Beth kind of squarely into the wider goth sound, as I hope by now you guys are all kind of well aware of from what we've been playing. I'll remind you guys again. And if you've forgotten, please refer to your notes. I actually have the bass turned up right now on Spotify, which I honestly forgot you could do. That Spotify has this, what I'm even looking at, like, what do you call this? I don't even know. You can, like, change the hertz of different parts of the song. I don't know what that would be. Mixer? You can mix it differently. So I have the bass turned up, and it sounds, in my opinion, a lot better. Except the last song, The Hanging Tree, which is a great song, by the way. I have this album on CD, and I brought it here for the show on CD. I put it in the recorder, and then... the player, and then I just totally forgot that I had it in there, because the habit of playing off Spotify is so drilled into me. And my other theory is that every time I have to bring vinyl to school for the show, I really remember it, because it's way harder to bring on the bus and around campus than just a CD I can throw in my bag. Anyways, so where does Beth fit, play into our wider conception of goth music? Well, I think the de-industrial theory that I've been kind of harping on every episode doesn't really fit here, because this is like 50 years after Winnipeg lost its industry. I think my view of goth music as a reaction to de-industrialization really fits for the beginning of the genre, you know, back in the late 70s and early 80s, especially in the UK. But really, as time goes on, like any genre... as time goes on, the music just becomes less of an influence, or less influenced by its environment, and more so just kind of influenced by the genre and other bands themselves. What I'm saying, or trying to say, is that Beth is probably just simply influenced by other goth music. Obvious. But that's opposed to the economic conditions of Winnipeg. If I really wanted to, I can say it comes from the dilapidated condition of our downtown, or I could talk about Point Douglas again and talk about biking around it, but hey man, I've already talked about it, okay? I can talk about the same like two things on the show, but I can't tell the same stories. I can tell stories that are very similar, cannot do the same. Yeah, and... Oh man, I just... My brain totally slipped. okay. I think when I first saw this band, I saw them at the Royal Arthur. I think that's what... Royal Arthur. That is Albert. Where they used to do all the punk shows back in the day. And they were great there. I think the atmosphere was perfect for the show. It was dark. It was in a place where I go every time... Honestly, I think every time I've been to a like dark 80s night, it's been in the Royal Albert. So it was perfect there. The lighting was great. The singer had this like jacket on. It was like a leather jacket and a bunch of like chains. It was perfect. The atmosphere was great. And that was a weird show, because it was The set list was Jug, a band here that's a hardcore band, Beth, and then it was Jamboree's album release show. It was like three bands that were in no way similar to one another, just kind of thrown on to the ticket together. Actually, the worst part about that show, it was a great show overall, but the worst part was Jug was great, but every time you go to a Winnipeg hardcore show, I think there's only one that I went to that was in the basement of the, Darling Bar. The one time, every other show, there's always one guy who comes to a hardcore band show and just completely ruins it for everybody by just taking it way too far in the pit. Like, this is an indie band's release show, and this guy just came here thinking, okay, I'm gonna just go crazy in the pit. Which, come on, man, like... That's like if at Real Love some guy did exactly that when I think we were moshing to a band covering Song 2 by Blur. If somebody decided to go that hard in the pit and just completely ruined it, it would have been awful. Otherwise, the music was great, but all the time at a Winnipeg show, I've heard from the same thing from my roommate, goes to a lot of hardcore shows, and he says that every time there's at least like one guy that just decides to start crowd killing and just ruin it for everybody. It's awful. Which sucks, because every time you have a pit that actually is good and nobody ruins it, it can be like one of the best shows of my life. But at least the music was great. Halloween, when I saw them last week, that was last week, right? That was, no, 2 weeks ago now, I think. No, last week. They were great. And I will bring this up again, but they played Bela Lugosi's Dead, which honestly I thought would be really hard to keep everybody interested for 9 minutes. But no, everybody was pretty, including me, I was pretty focused. Except for the random conversations with my girlfriend about medieval peasants being dropped into a rave. But that's not our fault. So, or I guess that's not Beth's fault. That's more so actually our fault. Yeah, that's kind of it. All three of those songs are Polished is good. It's short. I think it's more of a vocal forward song. I think Code of Thieves is probably the best out of those three. It really starts off slow, really starts with what I've been talking about with the atmosphere, really lets you get into the band in a way that Hanging Tree and Polished don't necessarily do. Yeah, that's about it. And I'll get back into the record with we have Little Smoke and Center of the World. And yeah, I'll come back.
Sound the horn and fill them. I know that I'm so sure. You are the one and you are the sun and I'm your beautiful. You're coming out of my brain, you said, but I won't come out the same. And the gates of ivory came to eyes, I fell right back again. Allow me to be the consequence of shallow prayers in your empty breath. Tiny feasts and a Hollywood strain. Open bodies and forgotten names. Rise up, little smoke. Off your back and into the opera. I'll forgive the moon in time for possession of my blood. The push and the pull of the constant attraction won't be done till I'm in the mud. It all smells the same in here, like some dystopian wet dream. My spine's out of place, so I can't collect the bait. With my arms swinging like cleavers, my mouth is but a motor. Wrapped up in their beautiful plume. corner of the world. I've seen his tail wrap around you, and it curls, it curls, it curls. I can never decipher the tea leaves at the bottom, cause the weight of my lungs couldn't make it to the bottom. I cried out and raised my hands up like a flag. What a fool you've been not to realize I was pulling you under. But unfailing, the way he makes the damn thing turn. I can never understand the meanings of his dreams. He swung a well-oiled hammer towards the tombstone scowls of his deserters. Riots blew out over the streets, incessant incest, while the daisies bloomed a pungent blood rouge. There's the black snake at the foot of your. Center of the world. So come a little closer to me, darling, and we'll watch the damn thing burn. Miraculously, the heads of the angels swell to do a saintly chorus, chiming in with unparalleled insight ripped from the hands of the grand design. It was a shotgun blast towards the heart to realize understanding it all just wasn't worth my time.
That was Little Smoke and Center of the World. Once again, by Beth, off their self-titled record released in 2017, Beth, which is crazy. I don't know. Again, I really wanted to. I don't know if I said this on air, but I did really want to interview this band. It didn't work out, unfortunately. But I really like. I wonder how. I mean, obviously, it's hard to make music, especially if I assume I'm not 100% sure these people work full time to get by. Obviously, local music. But wow, that was like 7 years ago. I was thinking, especially with the election on Tuesday, 2017 was, I was like a fetus. I was 13 years old. How did this come out that long ago? And they're still playing it live. That's crazy to me. I do have to say that Center of the World is probably my favorite off of those two songs. Little Smoke is good. It's, again, a shorter song. I think it's a good shorter song. They're doing something different than the rest of the songs off the album. It's kind of one of a kind, but I do think that this band just really shines on their longer songs, which is also the shorter songs are kind of the last. This is the last song. Center of the World is the last long, drawn out song on the album, which the last two, Immortal Heart and Rats, are far shorter. But I think they're far punchier. I think they're kind of their best versions of a shorter song for this band. Rats, especially, is kind of the single, the quote-unquote single of this of this album. And I think I've seen the one draw the most reaction live. Though, I do have to say that regardless of that, I still think the best song I've ever seen them play live was Bela Lugosi's Dead, which blew me away because that is like just such a singular song, and I feel like it'd be really hard to pull off. Obviously, I don't know anything about how to play music, how to sing, or a single thing, but the singer's voice was perfect, the bass was great. I don't know how they pulled that off so well. And spoiler, I will be playing Bela Lugosi's Dead this episode because I have to. It's the end of goth season. I thought it was pretty fitting. Also, I've just been listening to it now from the show, like, all the time, and I need to play it. Which I'm also happy about because when I did Bauhaus, I was so sad because I really like to cover, like, just the album. I don't like to add extra things, though sometimes I totally just break that rule. But I just could not find a song to throw out to fit in Bela Lugosi's Dead. It was so hard. I was struggling. It was mental anguish. I threw up nearly. And I have to play it at the end of goth season. And the seasons are changing. I have to say, every year I forget winter, basically. Like, every year I know winter is coming. But it shocks me every time. And it, like, every year I get blown away when it starts to get dark at 5 o'clock or when it, like, goes anything below minus zero. Anything below zero, not minus zero. I just get blown away completely. Like, and I have the same conversations every year about it. Like, I was just talking to my roommate about how every year I have, like, 5 conversations that are just, wow, man, I can't believe it's cold. I can't believe the time change happened. And it's a grand conspiracy to make me look like an idiot. But everybody else is like, yeah, this is crazy, man. I can't believe it. I know, like, I'm talking to my coworker who's from Thompson, and where the cold is far worse, and even he is, like, blown away every year at winter. Just cannot believe that it happens again. I think this year, I think they're saying, because of, like, El Niño or whatever, that it's going to be far worse. Last year was tolerable, and I could survive. The year before will be scarred into my memory forever because it was, like, the worst winter of my life. I'm not ready for a day of minus 40 degrees. That might kill me, genuinely. I've been running in the winter for, like, the last couple years, but I don't think I will. I don't think I have it in me this year. I think I will just switch to the treadmill this year for winter, like, fully. I despise the treadmill. I cannot stand it, but if it's, like, shorter distances, I can drag it out of me forcefully and violently. So I'm just going to finish the album here with Immortal Heart and Rats, and I'll come back really quick.
I pulled the black hair out of my mouth, strand by strand and meter by meter, wrapped around my tongue like a choking on the filter, with that long black hair wrapped around my waist. I searched the thin white air for a memory. Gone beautiful face, gone beautiful dream, gone beautiful name, gone beautiful pain. Gone beautiful face, gone beautiful dream, gone beautiful name, gone beautiful pain. I tore my tongue out, but the words just weren't the same. I told my absolute that I'm the one to blame. I climbed the spire, I sung to you, but I'm still lame. This song cries out to the immortal heart when I don't have much to say. Gone beautiful face, gone beautiful dream, gone beautiful name, gone beautiful pain. In silence, in silence, in silence. Gone beautiful face, gone beautiful dream, gone beautiful
please you, I better leave. And I cried out to the immortal heart when it turned its back on me. Gone, beautiful face. Gone, beautiful dream. Gone, beautiful name.
That was Immortal Heart and Rats, and that is the end of Beth's 2017 self-titled album, Beth. I love this album. That is the whole album. I think that is the first time I have ever played a full album on this show. Technically, I think I played both of the Cottonwood EPs that my friend picked, but I don't want to talk about that episode because I remember I don't think I even listened to the music before I played it on air. I think that was in the summer and I was just completely done. I did not try whatsoever. So yeah, that's it. That's Beth for today. I'm not gone yet though. I have a couple closing words. Winter, as I was saying, winter's here. and or basically here. Yesterday, I think it snowed for like the first time. It was on my street for like 2 seconds. It was like, wow. It was like coexisting with the grass. It wasn't frost. It was weird. And I need to start thinking of the best winter albums. I do have something planned for the holidays that's not really super winter related, but I have it planned anyways. But winter's really the season that, in all honesty, when I think of music that fits for it the most, my brain always just picks an album that has a white cover. Like it's either Radiohead's Moonshaped Pool, which, or that one French electronic band, M83. It's, I think, their second album, Dead Cities, Red Seas, and Lost Ghosts. I have not listened to that in years. I remember it being really good, especially Run Into Flowers. Is it Run Into Flowers? Oh my gosh, what am I doing? Yeah, Run Into Flowers. If everybody can listen to that song is great. Everybody listen to that. The other one is, like I said, Radiohead's Moonshaped Pool and Elliott Smith's Self-Titled, which I think for my mental health this winter, I kind of just want to avoid now. Like, I don't think I really want to get too heavy into Elliott Smith's Self-Titled again, if I can avoid it. Usually I try to only listen to that on vinyl because I have this beautiful purple vinyl for it, and it's like my prized possession. Anyways, that was Beth. That was the Winnipeg contribution to this season of Album Authority, our goth season. I will be back in 2 weeks' time talking about more music. Who would have thought? That is what I will be doing. I will not spoil it whatsoever what it is going to be. And yeah, so to end goth season, it's only right if I play the Bela Lugosi's Dead to end today's episode. Thank you all for listening to another fantastic, world-changing, and really just genre-defining episode of Album Authority. Thank you all very much.
Translucent black capes back on the right. The little goose is dead. The bats have left the bell tower. The victims have been bled. That velvet lines the black box. The little goose is dead. Is dead. Undead, undead, undead. Undead, undead, undead. The virgin of brides file past his tomb. Stumel times their flowers bereft in deathly bloom. Alone in a darkened room, the count, Bela Lugosi is dead.
If the right sphere of the brain controls the left side of the body, and the left sphere of the brain controls the right side of the body, does this mean only left-handed people are in their right minds?
UMFM 101.5. Listened to by left and right-handed people.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
For all your sports memorabilia needs, welcome to First Row.
Like we always do about this time.
FirstRow.ca, Canada's online collectible store. Sports cards? We got them. NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL. Autographs, action figures, comic books, and wrestling collectibles. If you're a collector, we got what you need. Remember the name, FirstRow.ca, Canada's online collectible store.
University life isn't always as easy as it looks.
I've been feeling really down lately, but I've never talked to a therapist before. I have no idea what to expect.
Speaking with a therapist through My Student Wellbeing, it's okay to start at your own pace. Share what you're comfortable with.
I don't even know where to begin.
That's perfectly fine. Your therapist can guide you, helping to uncover what's going on.
It's reassuring to know I can take it step by step.
MyStudentWellbeing.ca. Your journey, your pace, your well-being, our priority.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba, Quebec.
When a man needs a woman's love so much, in a beautiful love story, not all love is beautiful.
Hello, and welcome to the first ever broadcast of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Melody. I'm Sophie, and basically, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Melody, I'm just going to be playing songs that I've found that are new. So, anything that I find, I'm going to show you guys. It's like your guideline to Earth, essentially. So, yeah, if you're not an alien...